You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 to 12. For he who will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. You know, you may have often heard that because we're in Christ Jesus, our prayer has express access to God. But when you look at this passage, New Testament, the scripture says, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are open to their prayers. What happened to the ears of God when it comes to the prayer of the wicked? He says, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. In other words, this is telling you that how you live your life affects your prayer life. In fact, I can easily tell a person who has a prayer life by how they live their life. If you are a prayerful person, if you are somebody that depends on God, you know, when you depend on God, it means you will be prayerful. If you are that kind of a person, you will avoid conflict with people. You are not going to be somebody that abuses people, that talk to people anyhow, because that will affect how you pray. If you are somebody that is prayerful, you will also not pray with sin. Because let me tell you, if you are playing with sin, every time you want to pray, the devil will bring all those sins back to your mind, and then you become weak. You will lack faith to approach the throne of God. And that is why those who are truly prayerful are also careful how they live their lives. They avoid offense. They don't offend people. They also don't take offense. They don't play with sin. They do not joke with iniquity. They keep themselves pure before the Lord 24/7. They are on guard over their heart. They depend on the Lord to keep them from sin and iniquity. The fact that you are playing with sin, you are playing with lying, is an indication that you are truly not dependent on God and you are not a prayerful person. You may pray 5 hours, but you are not a prayerful person. A prayerful person is a person that is conscious of how he lives his life because he knows that it affects his prayer life. Let me read the scripture to you again. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. His ears are open to their prayers. You could see that your prayer life and your life, they are closely linked together. You can't have effective prayer life and have a sinful life. It's a lie. It's a deceit of Satan. So you can't be engaging in sin, and that same you will claim that you have a strong prayer life, maybe because you are going to one mountain. So look at the deception of people today. They live their life carelessly. They live their lives in sin, in unrighteousness. But then they are running from Shiloh to mountain to camp, looking for one man of God or looking for one place where they can pray, where somebody told them that God is answering prayer in that place. God does not answer prayer in any place. He answers prayer in Christ Jesus. If you pray according to his will in Christ Jesus, it does not matter the location where you pray that prayer on earth, God will answer you. There is no human being on earth that God has given a key to prayer. It's with Jesus. Our prayer have access to God through Jesus Christ, not through a human being. So, you have to keep in mind that the Lord must help your life also to be right if your prayer life would also be right. That's why Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye will ask what ye will and it shall be granted unto you. That's to tell you that your life must be correct for your prayer life to be correct. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone www.ccc.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.